To the men who mow the county graveyards, it won't be long before the designs you form are etched in the shivering leaves of an ash tree right there on the hillside. And because it's November, those patterns will remain all winter long, a sort of engraved, emblazoned pattern. You are walking cautiously and must be able to read the stones. Earth hath no sorrow, heaven cannot heal. Robert Morris, Garland Maupin, Jacob Hall, who just this spring whacked at the bull thistle in his clover field with a steel scythe, timber so sheer I held my breath, as I did once under water, because the clang of an anchor resounded in the heavy sea, and my whole body unwrapped right there in the harbor. Look back over your shoulder. The grass is gently sweeping like water at your feet. It's the same lustrous quiet as the time Robert held the black string of his dowsing pendulum over a plat of land. At first, he whispered, then was wordless, balancing the lead teardrop between thumb and index finger, letting it sway and sway in shorter and shorter arcs. Watching him, I felt I'd come a little more alive. In the dusk somewhere tonight, a table lamp comes on. A woman sits under it, recognizing suddenly she is all alone. There is a river moving under all the land. There never was a night that had no morn.